The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
I am Ambassador Barnes.
She's too skinny anyway.
You agreed to stay back.
Well, excuse me.
Nate's captain is going to take me to Latumas.
What do you think your father would say?
That's exactly what I intend to find out.
So has Wagner brought you up to speed?
You're the only one in the IDF aware of my true mission.
Yes, it's critical that Agent Hawk remains unaware of your true mission to report on progress.
I'll be at the dock at 5 p.m., young lady. And that is not negotiable.
Fine. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to pack a few things.
Well, maybe you ought to pack some good sense. You're gonna need it.
Whatever.
Welcome aboard, Miss Hawk.
Sooner you get this bucket in space, the better.
Where's Agent Hawk?
I was looking for her. Seems she's out and about without her ID badge yet.
I don't like that at all. When are you two scheduled to depart?
5 p.m. our time on the cargo ship, Mercury.
The Mercury?
Yeah, why?
Are you kidding me? Because that's the ship that kept us in a holding pattern.
And now, episode 37, Latumas Bound.
You're telling me that Hawk was going to Latumas on the Mercury?
Yeah, at 5 p.m.
And you didn't check?
No, I didn't check. I had no reason to check. Kate would never lie to me. Maybe it had to depart early.
Then why didn't she call you?
Maybe she tried. I don't know. This whole father thing has her in a way I've never seen before. Maybe if your people weren't so deceitful, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, we are having it. And unfortunately, the deep space voyager that brought me to the space station departed immediately after I arrived here. It'll be 2 days before Anycom can reach them.
Then that'll give us time to sort this mess out. Kate said the trip would be 12 hours to Latumas, 8 hours on site, and 12 back. So, if all goes well, she should be back by 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Look, Jim, you know this is a punishable offense under the IDF guidelines.
This is the same woman you followed around like a puppy dog at the precinct. And don't tell me that was all an act. And the same woman that put you on your backside in 5 seconds flat in the gym.
Hey, I keep telling people she caught me totally off guard. All right, I'm sticking my neck out. But she has until 6 p.m. tomorrow. She doesn't come back.
If she doesn't come back. You tell your superiors you were going through the curriculum and didn't notice she was missing.
Well,
Unless you have a different agenda, Nelson.
No. I mean, look, I'm here to look at the core curriculum. That's all.
It better be.
Ah, oh, Miss Hawk. Welcome to the Bridge of the Mercury. I believe you know my navigator, Sheena.
Nice to see you again, too, Sheena.
Yes, it is, Hawk. Captain, by your leave, I have some nice white mice waiting for me for supper. Until later, Hawk.
Okay, I have to ask. Why is a lizard woman walking on two great-looking legs and have, mammal parts?
That might be because you're assuming she's a reptile. Jubatans are hominids like us. Their world is aquatic, so they evolved with fluted scales for skin and green for camouflage. Believe me, she's all woman.
The voice of experience?
Not in any world. Jubatans are vicious lovers, often killing their mates in a rage of passion. So being loved to death by a Jubatan isn't on my bucket list.
What a beautiful view. Captain Rogers... We're spinning to create gravity, right?
We're spinning the oldies, 45 RPM.
Then why isn't the outside view spinning?
Pretty cool, isn't it? The cockpit windows are polarized. There's a multiple lens high-def camera mounted on the nose on the roll axis. While in ACG, they're rotating at 45 RPM in the opposite direction. That image is then displayed on the polarized windows, giving the appearance of a stable view. When we're out of ACG, the windows are non-polarized and we see out like normal.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Now, when we approach a rotating spaceport, we turn off the polarization so we can match the spaceport's rate of spin.
To the music of the Blue Danube Waltz?
The what?
Never mind.
Wanted to ask you. You said your father was captured by rage.
Yes.
Was he on an IDF vessel? Where was the rest of the crew?
I was never told the details. In fact, what I was told was not accurate.
You mean they lied to you?
There were inaccuracies. I was initially told by the controller that Rage captured him and took him to a prison on their planet. They neglected to tell me that their planet is the same one that the IDF prison is on.
You met the controller?
Yes. And he also told me that they recruited me to help them free him. Then I find out that he's actually in the IDF prison, not in Rage's prison, and my supervisor is the DA who put him there. Plus, they're doing everything they can to keep me away.
And you're training to be one of them?
For now, until I get what I want.
Well, if you really want to stick it to him, I might be able to use another deckhand.
No thanks, Rogers. I'd rather just go back to the Baltimore PD and do real police work.
Those controllers have too much power, if you ask me.
Those controllers?
They're scattered throughout the galaxy. We're discovering new worlds all the time.
So, is there a head controller?
Too much power for one controller. There is an overseer council that has veto power over them. The Federation can't afford another rogue controller.
A rogue?
It happened, let's see, converting to your time system about 5 years ago. Calls himself Lister. I don't know much about him. Some say he's the driving force behind Rage.
Do you think he's responsible for my father being in prison?
Like I said, some say he's the one behind Rage. Speaking of which, we'll be going through a Badlands sector soon. If you'll excuse me, I need to check our defense systems.
There are Badlands in the void of space? Asteroids belts I had considered, but Badlands?
Space has its own highway system, Miss Hawk, just like the instrument pathways for conventional aircraft on your planet. Some of those pathways cross, and we're coming up on one of those soon. So, if you'll excuse me, I'm sure you'll find our hospitality room a tolerable distraction for now.
Well, Captain Rogers, thank you for the tour. I saw green arrows with a martini glass icon. I take it they lead to your hospitality room.
Indeed they do.
Thanks. Although it's a little early for drinks.
Hey, it's after 5 p.m. somewhere in this galaxy.
All right, I checked with dispatch. The Mercury was scheduled to leave at 2 bells, which converts to about 10 a.m.
So, she lied to you?
She had her reasons. I'm still not 100% back to health, so she probably thought I wasn't up for the trip or I might slow her down.
Or she doesn't want you to know what she's doing.
Look, Nelson, she's not a criminal. She's just a daughter wanting to find a lost father. And now she's working for the people who put him in jail, then lied to her about it. What do you expect? She doesn't trust anybody now.
All I know is that we have a trainee on an unauthorized leave.
Comp time, Nelson. She's just sightseeing on her comp time. She's not AWOL. She's not defecting. She's simply taking a short trip to see her father. Something that was an impossibility a few weeks ago. She'll visit him, make some promises to get him out, and then come back.
She'd better. I'm sticking my neck out for her.
Again with the sticking your neck out thing. You're up here only to evaluate, so you say.
Yes, but as part of the cadre, she's one of my students. Even though I'm not one of her instructors. If a student goes missing, we're all responsible.
Then don't sweat it, Nelson. She's not missing. She's aboard the Mercury, headed for Latumus to visit her father. She'll be back in about 32 hours, so chill out.
You'd better be right, Barnes.
Hi.
Hello.
I see pool is a universal game.
The captain is a fan of Earth games and culture. Funny how you people call your planet by what it is, Earth, but you give all other planets silly names.
You people?
I saw the manifest. You're from planet 3-10, or Earth, as you call it.
And what do you call yours?
I'm from the planet Earth.
Oh, you too!
No, I confess, we do the same thing. We call our planet what it is, a ball of Earth. Your translator is translating our word for our planet into the word Earth. Nice shot, Sandor.
Seems odd playing pool on a spaceship. What happens when we go to zero Gs?
Everything is supposed to be stowed, but if it isn't, the balls have metal centers, and there is an electromagnet in the table bed that switches on during zero G. I wouldn't advise being near it then if you have any metal on. I'm Bella, by the way.
Kate.
Nice to meet you, Kate. What takes you to Latumus?
I'm hoping to visit my father.
Is he stationed there?
Not voluntarily. He went missing several years ago. I've heard two different stories as to why he's there, so I'm gonna find out for myself.
So, that means you're stationed on Boldabar?
Stationed? most certainly not. I got a special permit from home to visit him.
That's odd. I thought your people were unaware of, well, the rest of us out here.
That's very true. But you know, there are two Earths in parallel. Many of us in the parallel side are aware of what's going on. My father was a contractor for the government and traveled out here frequently. He never really talked about it much.
I see. So, what are your plans? Are you planning on going to the main gate, flash some paper, and waltz in?
Well...
Save it. You don't have a plan, do you?
I'm sure if I talk to the right people...
Newsflash. There are no right people. But I do know one guard who can help.
Tell me, Bella, how is it you know so much about Latumus?
I have someone in there also. My brother. But unlike you, I can't show my face there. Let's just say I'm not exactly welcome to visit.
Nice shot.
So how is it you know this one guard?
I'm part of the crew on this bucket. We make regular runs to the prison. My brother is bribing one of the guards. On each mission to the prison, I usually have a crew member leave him a predetermined bribe at a discreet location. But you can do it this time. Here, give my necklace to him and tell him that you want to see your father. If it can be made to happen, he'll make it happen.
Just this necklace?
And this box of candy.
Who said candy?
1,000 units of candy.
You trust me with that much money?
Where are you going to go with it? It's either prison or back here.
I see your point. Okay, well, how will I recognize him?
He's a Jubatan, like Sheena.
From what I've heard about Jubatans, the males don't live much past puberty.
He's big. He can take care of himself.
Okay, I'll do it.
Come on over to my table. I've got a map here. I can show you where to meet him on the loading dock. All you have to do is go where I show you and show the necklace. He'll find you.
Pyramid.
Mr. Wagner, what brings you to my warehouse?
Hawk's initial assessment is in. It appears that she went right to work on Barnes' evaluation.
And?
She feels that he is progressing satisfactorily and is adapting to his bionics. Emotionally, he seems fairly stable. Although he lacks patience, she feels that when his therapist clears him, he'll be fit for duty.
That's good to hear, sir, but I don't think you came all the way over here just to tell me that.
We need to discuss the Roosevelt step.
Well, sir, the repairs are complete, and we should be able to redock at Central within a couple of days.
Or scrap it.
Scrap the Roosevelt? We just spent hundreds of thousands on repairs and upgrades. Why would we scrap it now?
It's outlived its usefulness. Horace Hawk will never use it again. And Kate Hawk will be spending most of her time either on Boldabar or here.
She still has a home in Cambridge.
Her sister maintains that place. She only visits occasionally.
With all due respect, sir, it hasn't outlived its usefulness.
It's no longer required for evidence. We could strip it down, turn it over to salvage.
Or reprogram it and station it at Central for cloaking upgrade, with the older STIPs.
We're pretty set on this, Pyramid. I have a team here in a couple of days to dismantle it. We'll portal back the main components and scrap it on this side.
Very well, Director. But I think it's a waste of assets.
Remember, my people will be doing the breakdown.
Alpha 1 approach, report middle marker.
This is Mercury, Roger. Report middle marker.
Outer marker in 10.
Main engine shut down, maneuver thrusters only.
Main engine shut down, maneuver thrusters on. Outer marker on center line. Outer marker on course, on glide path.
Landing gear down.
Aye. Landing gear down and locked. Green light. Inner marker in 15.
All personnel, prepare for landing. Secure seatbelts. Please remain buckled till I give the all clear. We'll be offloading at Dock Alpha. 8-hour turnaround, people. Let's make this happen.
On course. On glide path. Runway clear. Clear marker.
Latumus, Mercury middle marker.
Copy, Mercury cleared for landing runway 09er, winds 085 at 15.
Copy, cleared to land 09er Mercury.
Welcome to Latumus, contact ground on 123.0.
123.0, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, a perfect landing, and welcome to the black pit of the universe, Latumus Federal Prison. Let the games begin.
The day has finally arrived when Kate may see her father. What fate awaits her in the dangerous prison? Who can she trust? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Contact.